This week's Parsha, Parsha's Beshalach, talks about the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, and as we know, Kriyas Yamsuf took place in this week's Parsha, so the Medrash has a comment on the opening words of the Parsha, Vayihi Beshalach Paro Esa'am. Says the Medrash, Vayihi sounds like there's some other meaning to that word as well, not just, and it was when Paro let the people go, but Vayihi also has a connotation of Vayihi, that Paro was crying about the fact that he let the Jewish people go. Says the Medrash as follows, Masha Lamaha Domer Domet. La Adam Shahilo Pardes, there's an individual who has a farm, or a person who has an orchard. Amar lechavero, somebody approaches him and says, Macharlias Hapardes Hazeh, I would like for you to sell me this beautiful orchard that you have. Machar labamana, so he sells it to him for $10. Valoha yodea bal hapardes ma betocho. So here he is, the farmer sells his farm, he sells his orchard, he doesn't even know what's in it, he sells it for $10. Amrilo, his friends come to him and they say, we heard that you sold your farm. Bekama machartas apardes, how much did you ask? How much money did you bring in from this investment? Amar lohem, bemane, I only charged him $10, that was all I thought it was worth. Amru lo, they said to him, don't you know that yeshbo zeisim bekuf mana, don't you know it has olives that are worth $100 each? And gefanim bekuf mana, there are grape vineyards there that are also worth a truckload of money. Rimonim bekuf mana, there are pomegranates there growing, beautiful, mini besamim, sweet smelling herbs are growing there, bekuf mana, v'chal min vamin bekuf mana, you have so much that was latent in your field and you just sold it for $10, you just got ripped off, how do you do such a thing? Amru lo, v'lo ha'yisa yodea ma'ata mocher, you fool, didn't you know what you were selling? How do you let such a thing go for such a small price? We could have gotten you a better buyer. Says the Medrash, Kachaya Paro, this is similar to the experience that Paro went through in our Parsha. Kisha Shalach Es Yisrael, when he finally, after the Eser Makos, allows the Jewish people to leave Mitzrayim, Lo Hayu Lefanav Klum, he said, what do I need them for? I made them serve me for so many years, I treated them like they were subpar, like subhuman beings, and now I allow them to go free. Amru Lo Gedolei Malchus, the whole world is watching as Paro and his nation allows the Jewish people to go free, and they say to him, Me'a Sisa, why do you let them go free? Lo, Kama Ashirim Hayibahem, did you not know how many wealthy people there were in the Jewish nation? Kama Chachamim, don't you know how much mind they have, how much they can contribute to your society? Kama Bali Umnias, look how much they can industrialize your community. Kama Nashim Nashim Atav, why don't you use the talent that you had and you didn't even realize, you just let them go free. And on that time, Ba'os HaShah, at that point in that period in history, Power responds and he says, Hischo Kore Vai 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 Hibishalach, he starts to cry and he says, had I only realized what I had I only recognized and appreciated what it was that was living in my country and taking up so much space, as we were going through the Makkos, I should have appreciated what it was the blessing that we had by having the Jewish people in our country. Now, I don't believe that this Medrash is just telling us a piece of history and telling us what took place that Paro was crying on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but I think that if you try to internalize the message, it's really a message to any parent, to any teacher, to any educator, or any person in a position of influence to make sure that they never allow for a child or a student or anyone who they are influencing to go by them without them fully appreciating what it is that student has latent inside of them. It's like the Bala Pardis. It's like the person who sells his field without even recognizing, without even realizing it has Rimonim and Pardesim and full of orchards and vineyards and beautiful things, and yet you sell it so cheaply because you don't recognize, you don't appreciate what it is that is inside of that field. David HaMelech says, and this is a pasuk that we recite in Tehillim, Evan Moasu Abonim Hasala Rashmina. So the Medrash tells us, what is that referring to? There was an Evan, there was a stone, that Moasu Abonim, that everyone, all the builders threw away, and then in the end it became the cornerstone, it became the foundation. David HaMelech says, that was about me. I was the Evan, I was the child that Moasu Abonim, that the other children neglected, that the other kids in my family gave up on. They said, what's going to be with him? This young little David, who's ever going to think that any greatness will come from him? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Muzer Hayisi La'achi, I was looked like a stranger to my brothers. They didn't even consider me a part of the family. They considered me to be a nobody. I was subpar. And David HaMelech's brothers turn away from him. They turn a blind eye. Ma'asu Abanim, they were disgusted with me, but Haysa L'Rosh Pina, in the end, I emerged to become the great David HaMelech. And that's what you find by Yosef HaTzadik. His brothers gave up on him. They felt he was a good for nothing. What could be of him? And he ended up becoming the great Yosef HaTzadik. We say every Friday night, also a pasuk in Tehillim, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav, u'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo. So the Medrash comments on that. Why do you put Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel together in one sentence, in one paragraph? Says the Medrash, because Moshe and Shmuel became like Shavin Ke'echad. They grew up to be on a Madrega like they were one and the same. So you ask yourself, How is it possible that Shmuel HaNavi was able to elevate himself to a level to be the likes of Moshe Rabbeinu? How is it possible? You can be a great tzaddik, you can be a great person in your generation, but how can you be like Moshe Rabbeinu? So I once saw a suggestion, perhaps the answer is based on a medrash. The medrash says a little bit of an insight into what happened at the time when Shmuel HaNavi's mother was pregnant with him. Says the medrash as follows, Rab Yirmiyah b'shem Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar, b'chol yom v'yom haysa baskol yotza u'mispotzetzes b'chol ha'olam kulo. Every single day there was a baskol, a heavenly voice that came out and shared the following message with the world. What did it say? Asid tzaddik echad lamod. There is going to come a time in the near future when there will be a great tzaddik who is going to be born, Ushmo Shmuel, and his name is going to be Shmuel. V'chal isha, and once everybody heard this baskol, it was a recurrent theme. Every day they were hearing this heavenly voice, so everybody went ahead. Kal isha shahaysa yoledes ben, any woman who gave birth to a child, haysa motziyah shmo Shmuel. She called her child Shmuel because she said, look, the baskol ensured us that we're going to have someone who's going to be a great leader, a great person whose name is going to be Shmuel. Maybe it's my son. So everybody in that generation named their children Shmuel because they wanted to make sure maybe it's going to be me. Says the Medrash, they waited till the child grew up and then they saw this can't be the one who God intended to have in mind when he gave us the baskol. So then let me give another son the name Shmuel and let me have my aunt and my cousin and my sister and my brother, everyone was giving the name Shmuel because they thought maybe it's going to be me. When you grow up in a society, in an environment where everybody believes that my child can actually be the great Shmuel, then the baskol comes out and says there's going to be a great leader, the Gadol Hador, a Navi, maybe it's my kid. Why do you think it's somebody else's kid? Maybe it is your kid. The kid that you believe was just a simple nobody? No, he's not a simple nobody. He's somebody you can actually grow up to be Moshe V'yam B'kohen over Shmuel B'kari Shemo. He can be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe it's my kid. Maybe it's my son. Why should you turn away that opportunity? Why should you say, maybe that's something that's an impossibility for my family? Maybe it is a possibility for your family. Who knows? And that's what the women of that generation were raising their children with, that kind of attitude. When you raise kids with that kind of attitude, one Shmuel HaNavi is actually going to come out. When he's raised in an atmosphere where everybody believes maybe my kid is the Gadol Hador, one kid is actually going to emerge to become the great Gadol Hador. There's a story in the official biography of the Chasam Sofer. The official biography is called Chut HaMeshulash, and it's an amazing story. There they write, the grandchildren of the Chasam Sofer write the following story. V'siper li dodi hagon HaKadosh Marenei Rav Shmuel Sofer. The grandchild writes that his uncle told him about the Chasam Sofer. Sheba el zakeno hachsam sofer nar echad ben shvasrei o shmana esrei shana. That one time there was a boy who came to the yeshiva in Preshburg. That was the Chasam Sofer's yeshiva, and he was 17, 18 years old. V'gilalo, and he had a heartfelt conversation with the Chasam Sofer, and he told him sheretzono lilmo Torah v'nafsho chashkabo. He turns to the Chasam Sofer. He says, "I would like to come to the yeshiva. I very much want to study with everybody else. I want to join all the group that's learning here." Uvishma Abacharim came when the other students in the yeshiva saw what was happening and they heard the conversation that was going on. Sachaku v'hislubo, they ridiculed him, they made fun of him. What, a 17-year-old boy is going to come now after he missed all the years leading up to this point? We're a big chever, we know how to learn like the Chasam Sofer taught us. Now you think you're going to get it now, this is going to be good. They didn't want him to come. And they all made fun of him. Eich bar shanim kamosa, how can a 17, 18-year-old boy start now? Asher lo ra me'oris me'yamav, he never learned the Gemara in his life. Ritzona Liskoa Atzmo Lilma Gemara, now he wants to stick his teeth in, now he wants to become one of us. Ulam Rabam Chasam Sofer Garbahem. The Chasam Sofer's children said that the Chasam Sofer was very upset, and he gave Musar to his Talmidim. Lama Zit Titzachaku, why are you laughing at this boy? What's so funny? Why are you ridiculing him? Halo Kalarotza Lilma, Yavavayilma. What do you think? You have a monopoly on the Torah? You have a monopoly on who could be a great Torah scholar? He also wants to be. So we're going to allow him in. Vayikra v'sanar, and it says that he allowed this child to become very close to him. The Chasam Sofer brought him into the inner circle, the tziva l'bachurim, and he absolutely made sure that there was a rotation in the yeshiva, the kavel ha'amitim. He made a rotation that every boy has to make time from his day to go and help this boy to become like everybody else. Shezat yilmari mosha azu, you're going to learn with him this hour, you're going to learn with him that hour. The Chasam Sofer took care of the whole schedule, the chayin asu, they didn't have a choice. Chasam Sofer, the Rosh Yeshiva, said that's what they have to do. What are they going to do? So now, the challenge was that not only was he 17, says the story, Ozos, he had another problem, and that was Haisalomida Kasha Lishmo. He had a problem understanding things. So not only was he inexperienced in his learning of Gemara and in all of his background, but he also had a very difficult time understanding what was being taught. Umahir La'abed, and he had a very poor memory. So anything that was taught to him, he forgot right away. So what are we dealing with here? Chasam Sofer is making me break my teeth to help this kid. But first of all, he's 17, 18 years old. He's way behind the rest of us. And secondly, he doesn't even understand what I'm teaching him. And thirdly, he forgets everything that I'm finally successful in teaching him. So they were very frustrated over this, but they kept going. The Chasam Sofer told them this is what they have to do, and the boys kept taking these shifts and their rotations. Amnam kein. Bechalzos, with all these impediments, with all these challenges, Chashku l'tara lo pag, his persistence to become a Talmud Chacham never ended, and this boy decided he really wanted to become a great person. Ba'abba l'tara m'sayin lo, the Chasam Sofer said, we know that we're assured that if someone really wants something with a passion, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help him or her have that. Uberov hayamim, and the Chasam Sofer said about this goy, once he got a little bit older, he gil a madregas bachar muflag b'torah. He became one of the prominent students of the yeshiva in Preshburg. V'gam yiraso haisa tahara. V'ala v'hitzliach v'asa prikodesh ilulim. He became one of the preeminent students of the Chasam Sofer. V'haya lamdan muflag. To the point, he was such a great student, atshen esmana l'dayin emorah hara b'ir matizdarf. He became the Dayin, he became the judge, he became the head of the city of Matisdorf. Achar kach niskaba l'rav b'ir Shleinig, I don't know what that is, but the Chasam Sofer said he moved on to a greater position. Later on he became the Av Desdin in another city, Nezemetz, I don't know what that is either. V'haya talmud chacham gadol b'torah v'tzidkas, he became a great leader of the Jewish community. V'huva kama pamim l'chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in his Shuvah actually quotes this person a number of times. And he did this to show his Talmidim that you never know. If there's a person who comes to the yeshiva and he has every intention of trying his best to become like everybody else, don't just laugh him away. Don't say, I'm going to sell him b'mana echad because he's not worth my time. The Chasam Sofer went around and said, every boy has to invest in him because if he really wants it so sincerely, if this is something that he's so serious about, if it's a commitment that he's willing to make, it will happen. It will happen. And don't ridicule him, don't laugh him off, because it's something that actually could happen. I just want to close with a story. There's a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael who sent me a fax, and it's again, fax machines are not so common. We have one in the office. He sent it here. And the story that he shared with me is an unbelievable story. Again, the validity of the story is a little bit questionable because the Chidah writes in a Sefer Shem HaGdolim a little bit differently, so take it as it is. But this Talmud Chacham who sent me the story backed up his makor for the story and said that it's absolutely a true story and it's genuine. So here goes the story. It's a story about the Rambam. How does he know it's a true story? He writes that there was a Kuntras Yashan, there was an old pamphlet that was written by the Rambam himself, and it was printed in Tav Kuf Yud Dalid. I don't know how to translate that year into English years. Anybody know? Tav Kuf Yud Dalid. And that was Shanim Svuras Kodim Piti Rosa. That was a few years before the Rambam passed away. So the grandson of the Rambam, someone by the name of Rabbeinu David, printed this manuscript of his grandfather, and the grandfather of the Rambam gave a haskama that everything in there was authentic, and it was written by him himself. So you'll say, who said that was authentic? So later on, this Sefer was reprinted. And the last time it was printed was in Tuf Reish Lamed Ches. That was not so long ago, probably 100 and something years ago. So that got a haskama from the Beis HaLevi and from Yitzchak Elchanan, that they believe that this was authentic. So it has a pretty credible source. And here goes the story. This is the Rambam himself writing a story about his childhood. An unbelievable story. I never heard it. Maybe it's famous, but it's an amazing story. Avi Rabbi Maimon Lahayarotze Lakachas Isha. The Rambam writes, my father, he's known as Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, so he says, my father sat and learned all day, he didn't want to get married. He decided, what do I have to waste my time having children and being busy with this? He decided he's not getting married. V'ayihi b'chatzi yamav, it was halfway through his life. Ba b'chalamo, he has a dream one night, ish echad, somebody comes to him, v'tziva lo she'ikach isha. And he instructs him that he has to get married. What are you doing? There's a mitzvah in the Torah Puravu, why do you think you're above the law? God doesn't like the Torah that you're studying without you being married and having children. He was making fun of the dream. What kind of business is this? I have a dream. You come and tell me to get married. I'm sitting and learning. Incessantly, the dream kept coming back. Same person kept coming to him and saying, you better go and get married. And the dream told him he should go to the Ir Kitana Liad Cordovera. They were in the city Cordovero. And he said, you should go to the city right next to yours. Lakachas misham isha, that's where your wife is going to be. Bas hakatzav shalos hamakum. There's somebody who's a butcher in that town. I want you to go and marry the butcher's daughter. So he says, look, I have the dream. It doesn't go away. I may as well check it out. If the whole thing is not true, so then I know the dream is baloney. If it is true, maybe it means something. Nasa halos hamakum. He goes to the near town. V'chiroso es hakatzav. He goes into the butcher shop and he says, can I come to your house tonight for dinner? He says, sure. So Chal Shadaito Al Kach, he walks into the house and he sees he has a daughter. He says, "Oy vey, I'm going to marry the daughter of the butcher. This is what I was sent here to do. Obviously, the dream is correct, but this is what I'm stuck with. Ki mazala garam la lava bekishri akidushin and mishpacha shvela shekazos. I'm going to have to marry a girl that comes from such a simple family. Her father's a butcher. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't learn anything. How can it be that I'm stuck with this?" Then he gets in a conversation with her or something, and he realizes, okay, he doesn't have a choice. He has to get married. Lakhalo leisha. His father, the Rambam's father, takes this woman, they get married. Vatarlo, she becomes pregnant. Vatelalo, osi. And the Rambam says, she gave birth to me. I was that child who was born from that woman, the daughter of the butcher. Vatikach belidita vatamus. Vatikash belidita, something went wrong in the birth, and she passed away upon giving birth to the Rambam. So the Rambam was raised without a mother. Velozachisi lirisas imi yoldasi. I never had the privilege of meeting my mother, because she passed away upon birth. Uve'esmi lasi, at the time of my bris mila, be'ito v'zmana, it was on time, on the eighth day, nikresi b'shei Moshe, they gave me the name Moshe. Va'av yirabenu maiman lakach li isha acheres, lakach lo isha acheres, my father remarried to another woman, va'tele lo banam ubanos, he had many other children from that other wife. Va'osi gidla, and he raised me, he and this new woman raised me, shalomi toch cheshek v'kirvas eim. They did not treat me like a son the way I was supposed to be treated. Kiyim kimitzvas anashim ilumada. I was an afterthought, says the Rambam. They paid no attention to me. Va'ani Moshe hatzayir hayisi kasha havana miyod. The Rambam says I had a very difficult time in school understanding what I was being taught. Uma'at ratzon lelimud. I had no interest in learning. After all, I was growing up in a home where this is the way they treated me. I was considered less than the rest of the family. They weren't respectful to me. Va'avi haya makabi rabbas, my father Maimon was hitting me all the time. Va'osaf Hashem lishmi, and he used to humiliate me by saying I was the ben hakatzav, I was the son of that butcher. So he used to humiliate me, my father. That is the Rambam writing about his father. It's unbelievable. Shame asher haya levuz be'eni kol. Everybody knew that was a very humiliating title to have. Oh, you're the son of the butcher. He didn't even consider me like his own child. Ad shenoash mimeni, he gave up on me. Ve'ratzel gasheni mibesa, he wanted to throw me out of the house. That's what the Rambam says about his father. He says, I saw what was happening. I saw the writing on the wall. I decided, I don't want my father to throw me out of the house. I'm going to run away. So he runs away. He goes into a shul, it says. And he stayed there for a couple of days. He wakes up. And be'etzim in a year, he decides he's running away from the city. He had enough of being treated this way. Ani yodea hechan ragli, eni yodea hechan ragli, nosa sosi. I don't know where I'm traveling to. I don't know where I'm going. Ad higi el irachas, until I get to a city called Gash. There, he's walking around the city. He doesn't know where he is. Hayameir v'chom nasach alpanav, I bump into a man. He has a very beautiful looking face. Ushmo Rab Yosef Migash. That was the famous Rimigash, the Rebbe the Rambam. In a number of places in the Rambam, he quotes as Rebbe the Rimigash. V'aschel lumod mimenu, he says, I began to study under the Rimigash. Lahaflik b'chachma v'das, and I became a great Talmud Chacham. V'ein ani magides mishpachti v'irmaguri. I never told the Rimigash where I came from, who my family was. Ki chashashti peni shivuni sham. He's going to say, oh, you're the son of that famous Maimon, the big Talmud Chacham in Cordovera. I want you to go back to your father. I don't want you to be here. Fine, he says, v'gil hi ani el ha'ir gash haya be'es hayosi kiben shmona shanim. When did this happen, says the Rambam, when I was 8 years old. 8 years old. We don't have a minute anyway. Let's just finish the story. It's an amazing story. Be'es hayosi kiben yurches shana. When I was 18, so he was there for 10 years. Tzivani Rebbe, my Rebbe, the Rimigash, told me, ki eshev al ir kodaver, it's time to go back to my family. V'nasan li eitze v'derach asher bo, he says, he gave me an eitze exactly how I should go there. Uv'sivas ha-mesoveg, however, I got there on a Friday, b'yom ha-shishi, nigashti al rosh ha-kahol, under the instructions of my Rebbe, the Rimigash, I went to the Gabbai who ran the community. Ha-mamun al-sidrei v'anhagas ha-ir, v'hu lo hikirani, he had no idea who I was, it's been 10 years since I was last in the city. Ubikashtiv, and I asked of him that I would like to come and give a drasha to the community on Shabbos morning. That was what the Rimigash advised him to do. And he pulls out that he has haskama from the Rimigash that this person is worthy of giving a drasha in the shul. So he said, fine, if the Rimigash says he should give a drasha, so they allowed him to do it. El Beis Medrash Shabohaya Avi Reb Maimon. They told me to go to the shul where my father used to daven, where my father still was davening. Halachti rak betfila shachar shel Shabbos Kodesh. He says, my Rebbe, the Rimigash, advised me that I shouldn't go Friday night because then people are going to start talking. Who's the guest? Just show up Shabbos morning before your drasha. He says, I went Shabbos morning. And b'Shabbos kamti lidrash barabim dvarim noraim ka'atzas rabbi. Shabbos morning I got up and I gave a drasha, knockout drasha. It was basically fed to me by my Rebbe, the Rimigash. V'achar hadrasha, after I was finished, kamu avi v'achi, my father and brother got up. Asher lo hikiruni, they had no idea who I was. V'yikabluni b'sefer panam yafos, they got up and they kissed me and they were so excited about the fact, look at this Talmud Chacham who came to town. Toch is mina mosi lisodas ha-shabbos be'beis harav, and they tell me, why don't you come have the Shabbos meal by us? After all, a chashav guest, a big Talmud Chacham, you should come eat by us. V'sham, and they wanted me to continue in the drasha by the meal. La'eis teis ha-shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, after spending time together, he said, you know, you're a very impressive boy. Maybe you want to marry one of my daughters. After all, we're looking for a nice Talmud Chacham. Maybe you want to marry one of my daughters. He sees I have a very precious commodity here. He's the Talmud of the Rimigash. He has askama from him. He got smicha from him. Maybe you want to marry one of my children. And I told him, let me have some time to think about it. I have to think. I can't just make a decision so quickly. Let me think. What was he thinking about? How am I going to break the news to him that after all, I'm your son. I can't marry my sister. He says, I waited till it was private in the house, and I pulled my father aside, and I told him, Yechidus, by the way, I want you to know that I'm your son. I'm that son who you made fun of. I'm the son who you ridiculed. I'm the one who you threw out of the house. My father was so excited. My father stepped aside. He got me a shidduch by somebody else in the community, and he said, you can have my seat. You are a lot more prominent than I am. You're a greater Talmud Chacham than I am. Take over my position here. So now says the Rambam, and with this we'll end. Why am I publicizing this story? It's an awful story about my father. It's very embarrassing. Look what he did to me. Listen to the Rambam, the Ashib. Laman yedu kol ava aim, that every parent should know. This is the Rambam talking. That every parent should know, v'chal melamed tinokas beis Yisrael, and every educator, every teacher, every Rebbe should say, haderech asher yelchoba, you should know the proper way to educate. Laman yedu kishlichem aim, that every individual person has to know that they are just messengers. V'al yifku bishlichusam. And don't you dare mess up that shlichus. God gave you children, God gave you students, God gave you people to look after. Don't you dare look down upon them, says the Rambam. A person is not measured by the students or by the children that they have that are so prominent, that are amazing. That's not the test, says the Rambam. Asher gam biladav, that even without you as a parent, yalu mala b'derecha ola beisel, they would have become great with or without you. That's not the test, says the Rambam. Eladavka b'banav asher nitnu lo kipikadam b'yado, says the Rambam. A person is going to be measured by the children that are more challenged, by the ones that have the challenges that I had, by the ones that were not successful as children, by the ones who could not retain the information and did not have an interest in studying. And here says the Rambam, this is why I bring down the story, although it's embarrassing to my father, it's humiliating to him, but it's such an important lesson, he says, for every Ava Aim, for every parent, for every educator to know that when they are given a student that unfortunately has that challenge, like the student of the Chasam Sofer, like so many others in history, the Stipler has letters about this and everyone else, but here's the Rambam saying about himself. Can you imagine? Every yeshiva, every shul talks about the Rambam almost every day of the year. And here the Rambam says, my father had no belief in me, he didn't appreciate what I was, he didn't understand what I could have become, and I became it anyway only because I ran away. And here he says, this is a tochachas megula against all those who don't understand that their job as an educator, their job as a parent is to believe and to appreciate what it is that is the capacity of every single child that is in that family, and never to make that mistake that the Rambam says his father himself made. Reb Chananya ben Akasha, Omer Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.